Nationally, we've just had a busy week building up to the charity fundraising event, Comic Relief. Anyone take part in Comic Relief at all, doing anything? Yeah, hands are creeping up. It usually involves doing something that is tiring, painful, messy, inconvenient, but it raises money for a fantastic cause. Did anyone find themselves glued to Dermot O'Leary's 24-hour dance-a-thon? Yeah, Lorna? I went round with Naomi to visit Lorna, who's had an operation on her foot, and she said, oh, I've been glued to the TV watching Dermot dancing. And I thought, how can you be glued to the TV for that long? An hour and a half later, we're still there watching it, thinking, this is really watchable. It was really entertaining. We recognise people involved with Comic Relief generally because they're identifiable from a bright red, all together, nose. I've seen them all over town this week. People selling cakes opposite the co-op. I think the Egan family were busy doing that, and there were red noses there. What we wear often says something about us, doesn't it? Red noses tell us that we're either a clown or we're involved in Comic Relief. Uniforms can tell us what people do. Gardeners. I've got a uniform of sorts. It's dirty. You know what I do. Nurses. Armed forces. Policemen. Fire service. Lifeboatmen. Even vicars can from time to time be spotted with the telltale dog collar on, can't they? Not so much ours. Slogans on T-shirts can indicate a campaign that we support, or something that we've done, or a sense of humour that we've got. I've got a friend who has a sign up at their house that says, what if the hokey cokey really is what it's all about? Logos can show where we bought our clothes from. Fatface, Nike, Superdry, Rab. They can show whether or not we've got apparent quality in our clothes, Gucci or Armani. And what we wear can say that we're dedicated followers of fashion, or we want to look like everybody else, or we want to look nothing like anybody else. That we have money or we haven't got money. That we're a brash or a loud person, scruffy or smart. Worn out knees tend to be a good sign that you spend a lot of time chasing children around on the floor. In our culture, what we wear matters. We speak of people having dress sense. If we're going out somewhere for an occasion, we might expect to be told the dress code, and most of us will try to conform with that. How we dress can be part of who we are, and people get used to seeing us dress in a certain way. If we show up wearing clothes that are completely different to normal, we're almost unrecognisable. Certainly give people a double take. But ultimately, what we wear doesn't actually tell us much about character. Police officers are not all the same, though they look the same. The clothes we wear don't reveal much about the sort of person we are. In fact, they're more often used to cover up who we are. I'd like to read Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17, which you'll find on the sheets here, or you can follow it on the screen behind me. This is Paul writing to the Colossians. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. What sort of people are we? What sort of people do we want as friends, partners, members of the communities of which we're part? Paul offers us two lists of qualities in the book of Colossians. Earlier on in that chapter, verses 5 to 10, you'll need a Bible to look that one up, he gives us the list of sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive language, and lying. Or, later, Colossians 3, 12 to 17 gives us compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forgiveness, love, peace, and thankfulness. Which is your list of choice? In the reading, Paul uses the image of clothing to emphasize the qualities that are needed in good character and good relationships. These are God-given qualities. At the beginning of chapter 3, Paul lists the things to take off, list 1, before offering us an alternative list of things to put on, which is list 2. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forgiveness, love, peace, and thankfulness. We make a daily choice to dress a certain way, and Paul is suggesting that we need to choose to clothe our characters with a choice of qualities also, indicating that it will require thought, time, and some effort to get comfortable in these qualities too. Again, which list suits us best? Some on list 1 come more naturally than some on list 2. That's the challenge. While some might say they prefer to wear something with a bit of sparkle or unpredictability, some might say that list 2 is a bit boring. I suspect that that really reflects a misunderstanding of what list 2 is all about. The things of which Paul speaks are not easy qualities to live out. Forgiveness, peacefulness, humility, let alone love, are very challenging indeed. And Paul is, of course, writing not just to individuals, but to a community. He's saying that these qualities and characteristics are what we need in a Christian community, as well as the community that's wider to the church. We also need it in our friends, our partners, in our mothers, in all our relationships. If we settle for less, then we do ourselves a disservice. If we offer less, we're not being true to others. Jesus calls us to be different, to change, to grow, to see how things could be better, to see how relationships and communities could be better. So as God's people, we may be a community, but may we be a community recognized for our positive qualities and not our negatives. May we be seen as people who reflect the good and not the bad. I once worked for a brief spell at a well-known church called Soul Survivor Church in Watford. And the minister there, Mike Pilavarci, said this to me. He said, "It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict. It's God's job to judge. And it's our job to love. When we try to do God's job, we forget to do our own." It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict, God's job to judge, and my job to love. When we try to do God's job, we forget to do our own. That really struck me as a challenge to seek to clothe myself in God's qualities rather than some others which come more naturally. It's not an easy thing. You can't just do it. It takes practice. You have to forgive yourself as much as rely on other people forgiving you when you get it wrong. Today we're celebrating mothers who we all hope will seek to display these positive qualities and characteristics and teach us to do the same. But of course, though today is especially about mothers, it's showing us a list of qualities for us all to adopt. Someone also said to me that if you want to know what a person is really like, look at how they treat people they need nothing from. I think that's a great one. So true. I'll leave you with the quote. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict, God's job to judge, and our job to love. When we try to do God's job, we forget to do our own. So let's seek to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, forgiveness, love, peace, and thankfulness. Amen.